I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The Midwinter Bat Survey in West Virginia is underway, and once again, the news regarding white nose syndrome is not very good. I'll have more in a moment. White nose syndrome, a fungus which is now impacting bat populations nationwide, continues to decimate the numbers of bats here in West Virginia. Craig Styler on what they are finding in caves this year.
Well, the report this year is an awful lot like the reports last previous years. Numbers of bats are way down. We lost 97% of our little brown bats from the initial wave of white nose syndrome. We've lost Indiana bats, tricolored bats, several species. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is that even though the numbers dropped dramatically to start with, we're still seeing decreases in some of our bats. So numbers have not stabilized.
Now, there was some hope about a year ago that maybe the little brown bats might have reached the bottom of this epidemic. However, that doesn't appear to be the case.
Little brown bats, we actually had a little good news last winter when the numbers went up slightly. We're not seeing that so far this year. Last winter was our big winter survey year. So we hit all the big caves. This year, we're doing some caves, but they're not, they're sort of our secondary caves in a lot of cases. They don't have a lot of endangered bats. But the numbers are still declining, so it's not looking good.
And there is some sign of hope, according to Styler.
Good news is that the bats we see in caves don't have a lot of fungus on them like they did when this disease first showed up. So it looks like the bats that are surviving seem to be resistant to some extent. And, you know, the bottom line is if we have some survivors and they can resist the disease and make it through the next few years and start to repopulate, you know, we may see bats rebound, but it's going to take decades or centuries to come back.
Now, this is not a problem exclusive to the Mountain State, and it's also not a problem that they really know how to prevent.
It started in New York in 2006. By 2009, it had spread to West Virginia. Now it's completely throughout the eastern U.S. It's across the Mississippi. And it's even turned up in Washington State. So it's a continental disaster.
Bats that are infected are easily noticed with the telltale white fungus growing around their muzzle, hence the name. But it also impacts their wings, making them thin and brittle. Bats eat massive quantities of insects, and with nearly 95% of them gone, you're going to notice an impact there for sure. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.